2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500.
Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nestor sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 26th Thanksgiving edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We begin the bulletin with some tragic news. The world continues to mourn the dazzling, extraordinary football icon Diego Maradona, who died on Wednesday at the age of 60 at his home on the outskirts of Buenos Aires following a heart attack. Thousands of Argentina fans stood in long lines Thursday morning to file past his coffin at the presidential palace in Buenos Aires to pay their respects to a man regarded as one of the game's most gifted players. The Argentine boasted a rare combination of flamboyance, vision, and speed that mesmerized fans. Born in a Buenos Aires shanty town, Maradona escaped the poverty of his youth to become a football superstar, considered by some to be even greater than Brazil's Pelé. The short and stocky Argentine compensated for lack of pace and occasional weight problems with his silky skills, agility, dribbling and passing, managing to score 259 goals in 491 matches. He also captained Argentina to the World Cup 1986 glory, as well as reaching the final in 1990. At the height of his club career at Napoli from 1984 to 1991, he helped the side win its only two Italian league titles. But he was also kicked out of the 1994 World Cup after being found guilty of doping. Here's Reuters reporter Adams Reed with more details.
Soccer World Cup winner and one of the sport's biggest icons, Diego Maradona, died on Wednesday. He suffered a heart attack at his home in the suburbs of Buenos Aires, less than a month after his 60th birthday and just weeks after undergoing brain surgery. Maradona is described by many as the best ever soccer player. His greatest achievement came at the 1986 World Cup, where he was instrumental in Argentina's eventual victory. In the quarter-final against England, he scored two of the most famous goals of all time. First came the notorious Hand of God, where he punched the ball into the net, followed by a sublime solo dribbling effort past most of the opposition before hitting the target. But his career also suffered tremendous lows, starting with defeat in the final of the 1990 World Cup. That was followed by a failed drug test at the tournament 4 years later in the United States, when Maradona was ultimately sent home in disgrace. Years of drug use, overeating and alcoholism punctured his stellar career. He nearly died of a cocaine-induced heart failure in 2000. Maradona's club career saw him win trophies in his native Argentina with Boca Juniors, in Spain with Barcelona, and most famously in Italy with Napoli, where he is still held in great affection. He also edged out his great Brazilian rival Pelé to be named FIFA's Player of the Century.
That's Reuters reporter Adam Reed reporting on the life and times of football legend Diego Maradona. Football analysts and stakeholders around the world reacted to the death of the former Argentina captain. Emmanuel Amunike is the former Tanzania men's national football team coach and one-time African Footballer of the Year. He spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye about his memories of Diego Maradona.
It is very unfortunate that we have lost one of the greatest players that have ever played this game called football, and whom I think that have, you know, brought a lot of joy to the heart of millions of fans all over the world. It's a sad day to the family of footballers and football in general. Well, may his soul rest in peace and God bless him for all he has done to, you know, to bring good memories during his playing days.
You played against Argentina at the USA 94 World Cup when Maradona was their captain. What are your memories of him?
Well, as a kid growing up and watching the World Cup, I think the first time I saw Maradona was the Mexico World Cup. And after that, you know, everybody tried to emulate and become Maradona. And then growing up and then having the privilege in 94 to play against him in the same group in the World Cup with Nigeria, I think for me, it's a great team. And Maradona, like, commands a lot of respect in the team, and his teammates, they all respect him, they believe in him. And what else we can say is just to say God bless him for the talent that God gave him, and also God keep his soul. May his soul rest in peace.
Do you think Africa can produce a player like Maradona in the future?
Well, Maradona is Maradona. I don't think there will ever be any player that will look alike like Maradona. It's only Messi that looks like Maradona, but Messi is different, Maradona is different. I think everybody come into this world with different unique and different way of doing things. And it's a privilege that during our time, we have been able to watch him and witness what he's capable of doing as a player and what he has done as a player. Well, may his soul rest in peace.
That was former Tanzanian men's national football team coach Emmanuel Amunike, and he spoke with reporter Mike Mbonyi on the phone from Santander, Spain.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation. Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Still on the Maradona beat, tributes from across the world of soccer pouring in for the Argentine, who was widely regarded as one of the greatest ever to play the sport. Former teammates, clubs, and opponents took to social media to pay their respect. Six-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi said, and I quote, "It is a very sad day for all Argentines and football. He leaves us, but he does not go because he's eternal. I'm left with many of the nice moments we shared, and I want to send my condolences to all his family and friends. Rest in peace." Brazilian legend Pelé said, and I quote, "Sad news today. I've lost a dear friend and the world has lost a legend. There's much more to say, but for now may God give his family strength. One day I hope we'll play soccer together in the sky." Five-time Ballon d'Or winner and Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo tweeted, and I quote, "Today I say goodbye to a friend and the world says goodbye to an eternal genius. One of the best ever, an unparalleled magician. He leaves too soon, but leaves a legacy without limits, and a void that will never be filled. Rest in peace, S. You'll never be forgotten." Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola said, and I quote, "There was a banner in Argentina one time I read years ago. It said, 'It doesn't matter what you have done with your life, it matters what you have done with our lives.' There are few incredible players in all of history. He's one of them. For people of our generation, the World Cup in 1986 in Mexico was something which made this sport better." FIFA president Gianni Infantino said, and I quote, "What Diego has done for football, for making all of us fall in love with this beautiful game, is unique. It is as it is, simply immense." Real Madrid coach and former France star Zinedine Zidane said, and I quote, "It is a huge loss for the world in general and for the world of football. I have the 1986 World Cup engraved in my head." 20-time Grand Slam tennis champion Rafael Nadal said, and I quote, "Today the world of sports and football in particular has a whole. One of the greatest athletes in history left us." Basketball legend Magic Johnson said, and I quote, "The world lost one of the greatest soccer players that ever lived, Diego Maradona. It was one of the thrills of my life when I got to meet him. Rest in peace, my friend, and my prayers go out to his family." Former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson tweeted, and I quote, "The hand of God, Maradona has left us. In 1986, we both won our championships. They used to compare the two of us. He was one of my heroes and a friend. I respected him so much. He'll greatly be missed. French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe tweeted in a quote, "Rest in peace, legend. You'll stay in the history of football forever. Thanks to you for all the pleasure you gave to the whole world." Manchester City striker Sergio Aguero was once married to Maradona's youngest daughter Giannina. Both men enjoyed success with Argentina and scored 75 goals for their country between them. Aguero is also the father of Maradona's first grandson, Benjamin, tweeted a tribute to his former father-in-law after playing in City's Champions League victory on Wednesday, saying, and I quote, "We're never going to forget you. You're always with us. Gracias, Diego. Rest in peace." Italy legend Franco Baresi, one of the best central defenders the game has ever produced, and the symbol of AC Milan's indomitable defense during the 90s, said his old opponent was quote-unquote the greatest of them all. He made us suffer. He scored a ton of goals against us. Sometimes he fouled him. He took the blows but never complained. He was fair on the pitch. He was loved by his teammates because he did not let his greatness weigh, and by the people who went to the stadium for the emotions he gave. Arsenal playmaker and World Cup winner Mesut Ozil tweeted, and I quote, "Very sad news. One of the best number 10 the world of football has ever seen has passed away. You will be missed, legend. Rest in peace." Argentina's president Alberto Fernandez also commented on Maradona's passing, saying, and I quote, "You took us to the top of the world. You made us immensely happy. You were the greatest of all. Thanks for having existed, Diego. We'll miss you for life." End of quote. Rest in peace, Diego Maradona. We loved you, but God loved you more. Till we meet again.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Next year's Australian Open is the latest sporting event to be reshuffled amid the global coronavirus outbreak. With more on that, here's VOA's Gwen Oten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Prince Nesta. Hey there, sports fans. Live sporting events continue to navigate the pandemic as many countries around the world are experiencing a spike in what is being called a second wave in coronavirus cases. And now the start of the 2021 Australian Open hangs in the balance. On Wednesday, Victorian Sports and Tourism Minister Martin Pakula told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that next year's tennis tournament, set to begin on January 18th, will most likely be delayed.
There's a number of potential dates on the table. I think I've seen reports that suggest that it's likely to be delayed by, you know, a week or two. I think that's still most likely, but it's not the only option. As you know, the French Open, I think, was delayed by many months. Wimbledon didn't occur at all. I still think it's much more likely that it will be a shorter rather than a longer delay.
That same day, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews told the Seven Network he is confident the tournament will go on with safety measures strictly enforced.
We'll have an Australian Open tennis tournament, we'll have a Boxing Day test, but they'll look different, they'll have to be different. And look, if you look at the rest of the world, the rest of the world's on fire, so there will be quarantine for anyone coming to our city and state. There's just no way around that. So the last thing we're going to do, as important as a tennis tournament is, we're not going to jeopardise our coronavirus status by anything other than the highest standards. People will have to quarantine.
Tennis Australia has also been encouraged to greatly reduce the total number of spectators in attendance. Safety protocols in large venues have remained at the forefront as fans begin to trickle back into stadiums amid the global pandemic. Measures such as paperless tickets, staggered entry, and temperature checks have become the new normal for those attending live events. To help answer the call for public safety, a new technology called Wait Time has been developed to restore public trust and keep fans safe. And CEO Zachary Klima tells Reuters, Wait Time is a breakthrough in keeping fans away from coronavirus risk zones.
We put on digital displays, the large TVs across the concourse, where you are inside this venue, and where you can find the shortest line. So they'll show you in a green, yellow, red spectrum bar, where the shortest lines are. So it's an interior and exterior environment traffic system for people.
Klima, along with business partner Jeffrey Jordan, the son of NBA legend Michael Jordan, has already made an impact on the sports industry. One of Wait Time's biggest clients is Australia's Melbourne Cricket Ground, a 97,000-seat stadium that is the second largest venue of its kind in the world. And speaking of the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have teamed up with the architectural design firm Populous. That design director, Byron Chambers, says gives fans an outside experience inside a bubble.
We can extend the footprint of our facility outward, right? Use the opportunity for people to be outside. So there's opportunities to just pull in, socially distance, have a outside experience with a screen. That's kind of the most basic approach there. But then you could begin to layer on amenities and have a layered approach to that, where you end up layering on, maybe it's a shipping container that's an outdoor suite that's activated, that's an opportunity for people to go to. Maybe it's a live site with screens and amenities within your parking spot, like it's an outdoor, almost like an outdoor tailgate that has, seating that's brought in, or a tent, or food that's brought in that's pre-ordered via, a mobile device, and that ability to have people just drawn together in that live site. And then you can continue to layer these opportunities on.
Yet another firm called Pacquiolin provides interactive seating maps and tickets for pods, or seating for a small group that is socially distanced from other spectators. Pacquiolin CEO Kim Dameron says the new technology is the way forward for live events.
The one thing that we're seeing now is everybody, whether you're the Olympics, whether you're college football, whether you're the NBA, we're all working 20 times harder to get fans in. And the fans want to be there. So I do feel more optimistic than I have as these events continue to add fans.
According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of worldwide coronavirus cases has risen to nearly 6 million, with over 1.4 million deaths. Governments are unlikely to lift restrictions on mass gatherings until a vaccine is distributed. But with the development of new technology, sports fans are feeling safer heading back to the stands. And that is all from me, Prince Nesta. I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That was VOA's Gwen Oten with that report.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bubu music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to Ndumbulu and Makosa to Kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat Music Show. Still on the African Beat, the five finalists for the Female World Athlete of the Year Award have been announced by World Athletics. The contenders for the top award consist of three long-distance runners, sprinter and jumper, including Ethiopia's Letesenbet Gedei, Sifan Hassan from the Netherlands, Kenya's Peres Jepchirchir, Yulima Royas from Venezuela, and Elaine Thompson-Hera from Jamaica. A three-way voting process was conducted to determine the finalists, factoring in votes from the World Athletics Council, the World Athletics Family, and a social media vote. The World Athletics Awards will take place on December 5th. And by the way, shout out to Andy Edwards for always sharing with me every tidbit of information related to Atlantic News. I truly appreciate all your efforts, Andy, and hope you're doing okay. Into more athletics news, world marathon record holder Bridget Kosgei and world half marathon record holder Abebele Shani will face off for the Ras Al Khaimah half marathon on 19th February, while world champion Jacob Kiplimo will take on defending champion Kibiwot Kandie. In last year's race, Shani beat Kosgei into second with a world record of 64 minutes and 31 seconds. They will also meet in the daily half marathon this weekend. Kibiwot won last year in 58 minutes and 58 seconds, while his 58 minutes and 38 seconds from winning in Prague makes him world number one for 2020. He was also runner-up at the world half last month by 5 seconds to Kiplimo.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Robert Lewandowski scored his 71st Champions League goal to help Bayern qualify for the knockout stage of the tournament with 2 games to spare. Kingsley Coman's deflected strike doubled the lead before Leroy Sané headed to make it 3, just 2 minutes after Bayern's Marc Rosa was sent off. Lewandowski is now level with Raul as the joint third top scorer in the competition's history, behind only Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. Elsewhere in Group A, Atletico Madrid drew 0-0 with Lokomotiv Moscow, allowing Bayern to pull 7 points clear at the top. At Anfield, host Liverpool squandered a chance of qualifying for the knockout round when Klopp's men were stunned 2-0 by Atalanta. Here's the Reds tactician's take on the team's poor performance.
It's a mix of a lot of things. It's the opponent obviously defended good, aggressive, bam, bam, how they defend. We didn't use the specific things of their defending, this man-marking thing where you can move players around, open gaps and pass the ball there. Really open gaps. Crazy open gaps. We didn't use that tonight. We used it at Bergamo really well. Then you only face the difficulties of this kind of man-marking system. If you move right, if you pass the right moment, then it's like an open door. And that's football. It's all about decision-making. Tonight, decision-making was obviously not so good.
That's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp conceding defeat after his team was second best against Atlanta. In other fixtures, Manchester City booked their place in the Champions League round of 16 with a 1-0 victory at Olympiacos. Here's manager Pep Guardiola during his post-match press conference after his team secured the crucial victory.
Yeah, 12 points, already qualified. We're going to try to finish first, of course. We'll see the result tonight against Oporto, Marseille Oporto. But especially for the performance, we did it perfect. We conceded 1 shot on target. And I know it looks easy when it happened, but it's not because of the quality of the players they are. And we know them. But unfortunately, we couldn't score just 1 goal. But the team is alive.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola in full praise of his team after the citizens reached the knockout rounds of the Champions League for the 8th successive season. Real Madrid beat Inter Milan 2-0 to leave the Italian giants still searching for their first win in the competition. Eden Hazard converted an early spot kick for Real, with Moroccan fullback Ashraf Hakimi scoring an own goal. Antonio Conte's side are rooted to the bottom of Group B with just 2 points from 4 games. Atletico Madrid and Lokomotiv Moscow also played to a goalless draw in Madrid, while Borussia Mönchengladbach defeated Shakhtar Donetsk 4-0 to consolidate their place at the top of Group B.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In other fixtures, Leicester City manager Brendan Rodgers says he will not underestimate Braga as his team looks to qualify for the Europa League knockout stages. The Foxes can reach the last 32 with two games to spare in Group G with victory on Thursday against a Braga side that they beat 4-0 3 weeks ago. Arsenal will travel to Norway to face Molde, but will be without English striker of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka and Willian again due to injuries. However, David Luiz traveled with the squad after missing out at the weekend following the birth of his daughter. The Gunners are unbeaten in this year's Europa League and 3 points clear of Molde at the top of Group B.
Well, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Three-time Grand Slam tennis winner Andy Murray believes Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton deserves to join him as a British sporting knight. Hamilton's win at the Turkish Grand Prix on 15th November secured his seventh championship after previous successes in 2008. 2014, 2015, 2017, 2018, and 2019. The 35-year-old already holds the record for most pole positions and earlier this season overtook German Michael Schumacher's total of 91 Formula One race wins. Just before we go, hear more tweets on the death of Diego Maradona, which has prompted scenes of mourning around the world. Former Manchester United defender Rio Ferdinand just tweeted, "My first football hero. Few people have impact over generations like this man did. The greatest, the best, the artist, the man. Charismatic, a leader, a winner. One of the main reasons why I went out on my estate to kick a ball, pretending to be Diego. Rest in peace, Diego Armando Maradona." Former England striker Gary Lineker also sent his condolences, saying, and I quote, "By some distance, the best player of my generation and arguably the greatest of all time. After a blessed but troubled life, hopefully he'll finally find some comfort in the hands of God." Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt shared a photo of himself and Maradona along with the caption, "Rest in peace to legend Maradona." Even musicians such as J Balvin, Ricardo Montana, Maluma, and DJ Snake took to social media to pay tribute and remember their idol. Montana tweeted, and I quote, "Every soccer lover, that type of soccer that makes us laugh and cry, will be mourning because of Maradona's significance in our lives. I will forever remember yelling with every goal and every championship." Maluma posted, and I quote, "We lost the biggest legend soccer has ever given us. Rest in peace, Diego. we will miss your turns. The English Premier League's Twitter page also read, "We're deeply saddened to hear of the passing of footballing great Diego Maradona, an extraordinary gifted footballer who transcended the sport. Our thoughts and sincere condolences to Diego's family, friends, and those who knew him." And that wraps up the November 26th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Barrow, and thank you for tuning in. Hope you have yourself a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
I get it.